Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Mothers, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun is good for you, you know. It helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently, it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend to help you feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
Mrs. McGee is downtown shopping this morning, and Mr. McGee is busy at home on a little repair job.
Oh, a flea took a trip on a little dash hound. They went through a puddle and he nearly got drowned. Said the flea as he sneezed with an awful sound, "Next time I go anywhere, I'll travel by greyhound." Ah, that thing ought to come loose now. I'll get this old electric heater fixed up in no time with Molly out of the house. Wife's no help when a guy's trying to work. McGee, she says, "Must you take that thing apart on the living room rug? I just vacuumed," she said. Nah, wouldn't you know it? Just get started doing something. Hello. Would you mind calling back later, whoever you are? I'm busy taking the heater apart. And...
all right, but get it off the living room rug I just vacuumed.
Molly.
Yeah? How's it going, dearie?
Is that why you called, just to tell me to take
No, no. I may be late coming home, and it's getting close to your lunchtime. There's some nice cold chicken in the refrigerator.
Oh, don't worry, I'll find it.
That's what I was afraid of. That's not your lunch.
Huh?
Right above the chicken, you'll find a hunk of liverwurst, and the bread is...
Liverwurst?
I thought you liked liverwurst.
Oh, well, I do, but gee whiz. After that cold chicken, it sounds so un-American.
Okay. But just a wing and enough for a sandwich. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye, kiddo. Ah, that's a real good kid. I'm sure glad I said I do the day her father asked if I thought the three of us could live on his salary. Oh, boy. That's pretty good. I got to tell that down at the Elks Club some night when things are dull. And now what the heck is going on?
Grocery boy! Hey, daughter, are you home?
Oh, him. Dad, rat it, I'll never get this heater fixed. If people don't
quit interrupting. Oh, there you are, Johnny. Hey, where's daughter? Quick, I got to see her. Oh, a yellow rose of a Texas. No, that ain't it. Oh, darn it. I'll forget this thing, sure, if I don't get it wrote down.
Look, boy. I hate to be impolite, but I'm trying to fix
it. Yeah, now where is she? Daughter, the educated part of the family, the one that she can write down music.
Music? What do you mean, write down music?
Oh, I just composed a song, Johnny. Made it up, in my head.
You?
Yep. I was driving my grocery truck down 14th Street, see?
Yeah.
Had a full load of groceries, and just a-cruising along, kind of daydreaming, when all at once, whammo, this terrific song come to me right out of the blow.
You mean out of the blue?
Nope, out of the blow. The one I got on my head when the truck hit a fire plug and pitched me against the windshield. Oh, this song just come to me right out of nowhere. And it's sensational. Listen. You come to me from out of nowhere. Oh, no, that ain't it. Oh, dad blammit. I got to get my song wrote down before I forget it, Johnny. Now, where is daughter?
She's downtown shopping. She won't be back for a couple of hours,
oh,
so if you...
Oh, all right, I'll wait. I'm taking no chances on losing that song. And hey, I got it now. I got it. Listen.
Yeah?
Listen, it's a Western song. Hump-a-tinka, 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 hump. When it's roundup time in the old corral, There's one thing a-missing. It's you. I got the cows and the goats in the old corral, but there's one thing missing. It's you.
Hey, look, old-timer. I got work to do. I can't.
You. I can't forget about you. The things we used to do when a pitching hay was new.
Ah, for the love
you,
of...
You, with your pretty ribbons of blue. I just can't forget about, really try to forget about, but just can't forget about you.
Oh, this is gonna be murder.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Ever try to concentrate on your work when your stomach feels upset? Pretty hard, isn't it? Well, there's just no point in putting up with that discomfort. Not when you can enjoy wonderfully prompt and gentle relief just by drinking a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Yes, ladies, Alka-Seltzer really helps you to feel better, and in a hurry. It reduces excess stomach acidity. It relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. And Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your upset stomach, helps you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. That sounds mighty welcome, doesn't it? But let's face it, you'll never really appreciate Alka-Seltzer until you've tried it for yourself. So do try it. Get Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore, and the next time your stomach feels upset, have a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer for really refreshing relief. That's Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Doggone electric heaters are complicated. Seems like this heat unit ought to go in here, or else this wire here must hook up to this thing.
You. I can't forget about you.
Oh, murder.
The things we used to do. When a pitcher and a hay was new.
Oh, I can't even hear myself think with that racket. Gee whiz, old-timer, pipe down a while, will ya?
I don't want to forget this song, Johnny. I got to get daughter to get it down on paper. I might make $1 million with
it. Well, take it back out in the kitchen, will ya? I'm trying to fix this heater.
Okay. Sharpuss. You. Wear the pretty ribbons of blue. I just can't forget about...
Ooh, you driving me daffy. 3 hours he's been walking around this house with his crazy song. And if Molly don't get home here pretty soon, and thank goodness that's her. Hey, is that you, Tootsie?
Yes, it is, Lammy Pie.
Ah, go boil your head, you big blob. I got trouble enough without you.
Oh, now, is that a nice way to talk about a good friend who drove me all the way home from downtown?
Molly, thank goodness you're home. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Well, thank you, dearie. Miss me?
Yeah, I've had nothing but complete confusion all day.
What's new about that?
You keep out of this, fatso. Look, the old-timer made up a song.
Well, what's that got to do with...
He wants to sing it to you and have you write it down for him so he can take it to a publisher. And he's out in the kitchen right now singing it so he won't forget it.
No kidding.
For goodness sakes.
Hey, old-timer, let's get him out here and get it wrote down and get him out of here. For 3 hours, he's been beating my ears with that thing.
I got the cows and the goats and the old corral, but there's one thing missing, it's you.
Holy smoke, is that the song?
You, daughter, you're back.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad, girl, am I glad to see you.
You're glad.
I hear you composed a song, old-timer.
A song? Doc, this is the greatest song hit since Jada. Why, if this song don't make number one on the hit parade, hey, but let's get over to the piano here, daughter, so you can write it down for me.
Well, I'll try.
Oh, there's some paper there. The pencil, Johnny, quick. What did I do with the pencil? Oh, there it is. Would you mind handing it to me, son?
Huh?
I stuck it behind your ear there so I wouldn't lose it.
My ear? Well, my gosh, when did you get...
My ears don't flap out like yours, and this is one of them big fat pencils the kids in school use, and you were busy working on that heater, so I just stuck it...
Oh, now, who's this? Wait a minute, Mr. Oldtimer. Come in.
Oh, hello, Teeny. Come on in.
Hi, everybody. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Not at all, Teeny.
No, come on in, dear.
Yeah, but be real quiet, Teeny, because we're going to be busy for a few minutes here writing down a song I made up.
Oh, there it is, my pencil. My good old big fat pencil from school. I thought I left it here.
Hey, not now, Teeny. We need that pencil.
Well, so do I.
Make her let go. I gotta get my song written
down. Now, Teeny, just a minute. Just let me have the pencil. That's right.
Yeah, let's get this song writ.
Yeah, you stand by and wait a minute, Teeny. And when it's all over, I'll buy you a bag of gumdrops at Kramer's, okay?
Well, okay, Dr. Gamble, if you say so. Mm-hmm. But hurry.
Come on, old-timer. Sing it. Write it down, Molly, and let's get this over with. I got to put this heater back together and...
All right. Let him sing. Okay, Mr. Old-timer.
Okay, here we go. It's a Western song. See, it goes, humpatinka, 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 hump. When it's roundup time in the old corral, there's one thing missing, it's you. I got the cows and the goats in the old corral, but there's one thing missing, it's you.
Hey, wait a minute.
You. I can't forget about
Stop
you.
Stop the music.
Oh, for the love of my...
What's the matter? Criminy, I know I ain't Frank Sinatra,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, what'd you stop me for,
idea.
Yeah,
on,
well...
On,
now, wait a minute. Hmm? You may as well give me my pencil, because that's not a new song he made up. That is not a new song. It's an old song.
An old one?
Yeah. That song's from the Sagebrush Follies of 1934. We got the album at home. My daddy plays it all the time on the record player.
What?
Sure he does. He goes, you, the things we used to do when pitching the hay was new.
Oh, so that's why I heard it at Teeny's house.
You sure did
well,
hear it,
this
Teeny.
Ain't ridiculous.
I'm ruined.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, you feed your youngsters 3 good meals a day, and maybe you think that will automatically give them enough vitamins to help them keep peppy and alert. But remember, there is some loss of vitamins in cooking, storing, and processing of food. So be on the safe side. Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. They supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. And children take them willingly, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. Low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins also include vitamin B12. Get one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Molly. You awake?
For goodness sakes, go to sleep. It's almost 2:00.
No, I'd like to. I'd love to. But that dad-ratted song keeps running through my head. I can't get rid of it.
Oh, dear.
Remember I had the same trouble that year that Little Lambsey Divey came out?
Remember?
Yeah.
You tossed and turned all night. I didn't get a wink of sleep. Remember what you finally did, though, at 6 a.m?
Oh, yeah.
Would you mind doing it again? Now?
Okay. We don't get to use that guest room very much anyhow. Hand me my blanket and pillow. Thanks. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. And don't slam that... So long, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old-Timer and Wallace Wimple are played by Bill Thompson. Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Be with us again tomorrow, won't you? This is John Wall saying goodbye.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick weekdays on most NBC radio stations.